Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
That's literally, if you read that scripture, 1 Corinthians, he said, when he says, I keep my body under, it literally means I beat it black and blue. It's talking about being rough with yourself. Don't coddle yourself. Don't make excuses for yourself. Jerk the slack out. He said, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God. Do we know who delivers us from the body of this death? I thank God. It's through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Hallelujah. With the mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now that's not the end of the verse. Who, I might say it like this, who choose to walk, not after the flesh, but they choose to walk after the Spirit. Can you say amen? Amen. Verse 5, Romans 8, 5. For they that are after the flesh do what? They mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, they mind the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For the carnal mind, is there a lot of mind in there? Mind, mind, mind. It's enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Mind. Is it our choice what we think on? Nobody can make you think on something you choose not to. Don't believe anything else. Come on, say it out loud. My mind is my mind. I can think on whatever I choose to think on. I can refuse to think on whatever I choose to refuse to think on. My mind is my mind. It's not God's mind, it's my mind. It's certainly not the devil's mind, it's my mind. God's not going to make me think on what I'm supposed to, and the devil can't make me think on what I'm not supposed to. Don't believe a lie. This is the truth. And thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted thee. Hallelujah. Go to Hebrews, please. Book of Hebrews. Last Sunday, we talked about the good life. You remember that? If you weren't here, you want to catch up with us. Get that. And we talked about how that the good life, you're going to Hebrews 5, the good life is not just a life full of stuff. It's not just a life full of ease or pleasure. The good life is a life of doing good. It's having the ability and the opportunity and the heart and desire to do good, to help others, to bless others, to help cause their needs to be met and help cause their dreams to come true. That's the good life. I mean, it's great to get a new car, new house, new clothes. That's great. That's good. That's fine. But it really doesn't compare to God using you to take a burden off of somebody or cause their needs to be met or cause their desires and vision to come true. And the thing about it, if you're sowing that, you're going to be reaping that. It's going to come back to you. Your needs are going to be met. Your dreams are going to come true. But having said that, and it's very important to know that, we have to come back to this. Before I'm going to have good to give, I have to choose good. If I'm going to have a life full of good from God, it's because I have chosen Him. I have chosen to seek good. I have chosen to think about the good. I have chosen to talk about the good. I have chosen to fellowship with the good. How many of there's a lot of folks that could be here in church with us this morning instead of doing something that's not good? Couldn't they? Whose choice was it? It's theirs. You could be off somewhere doing something that's going to get you arrested or ruin your marriage. Or are y'all with me? Aren't you glad you're in here?
Yes, sir.
Well, you chose it. God didn't make you choose it. We didn't make you do it. You chose it. I could be pursuing something else. Instead of in here preaching to you, I could be whatever. I don't like to think about it because that ain't my choice. That's not my life. I like what I'm doing. I'm happy about it. Very happy about it. Why? Because I'm a carrier of good. I'm a messenger of good. The gospel is the good news about the good things that our good God has done for us. I got good news. Good news. Hallelujah. Good word. Good truth. Good answers. Good help. That's my choice. I don't have to think about all the evil that's in the world. I'm not the judge. I don't have to make a judgment about all that. My life is short. There's always going to be something to gripe about, something to be upset about, something to cry about. But why waste your time on all that? I choose the good. I choose the good. Somebody say, I choose the good. Now in Hebrews 5:12, he said, "When for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and you're become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe," a baby. Now babies need milk. That's all they can take. But you shouldn't still be a baby after 30 years. How much do you shouldn't be sucking a bottle after 30 years? Anybody try to feed you anything solid and you just choke on it and start crying and pitch a fit? That should not be the case. How many would agree? If you're stuck in a bottle at 40 years old, something's wrong. Something's very, very wrong. Well, I know that sounds strange, but that's actually happening spiritually. That's actually going on. Verse 14, "But strong meat," solid food, "belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." The Complete Jewish Bible says it like this: solid food is for the mature, for those whose faculties have been trained by continuous exercise to distinguish good from evil. They've trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. The NIV says, listen to the Wiest translation. He says, "On account of long usage, their powers of perception are exercised to the point where they're able to discriminate between both that which is good in character and that which is evil." How do you know which one to choose? Unless and until you know which one is good and which one is bad. And the truth is, you don't know which one is good and which one is bad unless you've heard what the Lord told you about it. It's only through His Word that we're enlightened to know what is good and bad. Don't think, "Well, I'm an adult. I have some sense. I know the difference between good and bad." People believe that. And those very people are choosing bad every day. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. When if they knew the truth, it's absolutely bad. They should have nothing to do with it. Oh, I don't know if that's all important. When if they knew the truth, it's good. It pleases God. They'd be giving their life to it. Do you need to know the difference between good and evil? Will you automatically know what's good and evil in life? No, you won't. This is where some humility is required. If it was obvious, you wouldn't have to test it. You wouldn't have to check it out. Listen to 1 Thessalonians 5:21. 1 Thessalonians 5:21, Amplified. Says, test and prove all things until you can recognize what is good, and to that hold fast. We need constant input of the Word of God. Only through continual input of the Word of God are we enlightened and is our mind renewed so that we can tell the difference between the good and the bad. Millions on the planet think they know the difference, and they don't. They are choosing wrong every day and ignoring good. I believe you and I are at a place where we're at a threshold for God to bring us up to a whole nother place. Whole nother level. Whole nother level of spirituality, of freedom, of living, of blessing, of significance to the kingdom of God. Do you believe it, saints? But it will begin with some humility. How did they get to the place where they were no longer babies? How did they get to the place where they could discern and distinguish between good and evil? Through continual exercise and usage. It's not automatic. You don't just know for some reason the difference between good and bad. Oh, this is exciting. I said, this is exciting. This is exciting because the more of this you get, it's going to open up some things. It's going to open some things up. You'll be in a conversation and immediately you'll begin to realize, wait, that's bad. That's bad. Other people don't even see it. They think it's fine. They think it's okay. And you'll begin to see what's behind it. You'll begin to see the origin of it. You'll begin to see the nature of it. And you'll go, no, I'm not having anything to do with that. And maybe something that people just scoff at and mock, you'll begin to realize that's good. That's from God. It pleases Him, and you'll give it a bigger place in your life. Your life will change.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.